And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio, KMAN. And today is Education Day here on In Focus. We're going to mostly focus on USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. A little later on, we will talk e-scooters here with the City of Manhattan. The new company here, Link, we're going to have some discussion on those and how it's going here in the city. We're going to start, though, first with Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Kurt Herman joining us on the program today. Guys, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on. I know there's a lot of work that's been going on here for really the past summer to get things ready here for the upcoming school year. And we've got about a week to go here before school starts. And I guess tonight we'll find out the final draft here of the reopening plan. Isn't that right?
Yep, that's the plan. Just some minor adjustments. And I don't know if I want to say final, Brandon, because I think with the situation we're in, it's still fluid. There's going to be adaptations and changes to even what we put out tonight. So I think it's going to be a living document moving forward. So we made some adjustments to the last one, and I'm sure we'll make some adjustments going forward too.
Yeah, that's a good point, Eric, that, you know, it's completely fluid, and, you know, the things we're saying today can change tomorrow, and, you know, appreciate that the community is going to be just got to be flexible and you know, but our AMR teachers are working very hard, and our staff has been working hard, you know, and we want to do what's very best for our kids and you know, make sure it's done in a safe way as well.
Absolutely. And of course, I know a lot of folks are eager. I think most of us probably here in the community are wanting to have our students in person, our children in person at the school this year. And as I understand, the AB list has started to go out to parents, and they should be checking their emails this morning.
Yeah, since the district decided to move forward with a hybrid model to open up the school year, we did divide our groups into AB. So on a typical week, that's going to be an A group on Monday, Tuesday, and a B group on Thursday, Friday, with Wednesday full remote for everyone. Be looking on that AB email because it assigns your group, but it also tells you your attendance days, because some of those short weeks, we don't follow that Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Next week's a good example. You know, next week's a 3-day week. So we start on a Wednesday. So we're taking the A group on Wednesday, B group on Thursday, remote on Friday.
All right. So then it's good to note stuff like that. There's a lot of misinformation probably that can travel quickly here. And Kurt and I were talking about that here a little bit before the program, right, Kurt?
Yes. Yeah. There's, you know, lots of rumors and lots of, you know, we get, I'm sure Eric's getting the same thing, but you know, you could put us in a room full of 100 parents and there's a lot of what ifs, and they're all great questions, and they're all, you know, we have answers, but like I said, it's what we say today could change in a couple of days. And but we're also going to try and stay consistent too. I mean, we're not going to change, you know, how we deliver our education every 2 or 3 days. I mean, we're going to stick with it at least for a couple of weeks and maybe a little more. I mean, we're not just going to change, you know, as the you know, there's the green, yellow, and red. That's kind of our guide, but we're not going to change to green and then 2 days later go to red. We're going to be a little more consistent and stable as much as we can.
Tell me a little bit about the process, Eric, about how the groups were selected. I was curious if it was done alphabetically or if it was just done based on a need here from parents, or how did that selection process go?
Well, actually, it was just based on an algorithm within Infinite Campus. One of our intentions is to keep our family groups together, our households together, in case they had older siblings in different buildings that the families had the same kids on the same days. I think even this morning we're clearing up some of those mistakes that didn't get taken care of right and when the computer broke them up. But for the most part, it was done by computer to try and balance out all the classes. And when you talk about the high school, you know, you're talking about thousands of classes when you take all hours of attendance in the middle schools, you know, 8 hours of attendance, and trying to split those where we're getting those classes to split out halfway reasonably so we can socially distance properly. Then along with the elementary, it's a really complicated thing, and that's why we're not planning on changing people from day to day on request that, hey, this works better for our family. There are ripple effects when we change something that goes a long way, so we're not going to be able to be as flexible with that as I'd really like to be.
That said, nothing's going to be perfect here probably for 100% of the parents, so just kind of having some patience is probably a message you're going to be portraying quite a bit.
Yeah, and I feel bad about that because I always like to have my ducks in a row, and I know people want to put their ducks in a row too.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah, the rigor is going to be, it's going to be a lot more rigorous than it was in the spring. You know, that kind of caught a lot of people off guard statewide and probably nationwide. And, but you know, now that we've had time to regroup and the summer to, come up with a plan, and, you know, there's been a lot of, resources available to us, but, you know, we have a great team of experts in our, you know, Eric and Dr. Wade are, tremendous leaders in our district, and they've come up with a very good plan. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be, the students are going to be expected to do their work, and it's going to be, I think, what, 6 hours a day is our expectation for the students.
You know, the first day of class is always kind of a tradition for a lot of folks to, you know, gather, take photos, stuff like that. I'm curious, kind of, when you get to school on Wednesday next week, there's probably going to be some precautions you want people to take when they're dropping students off.
Well, I mean, we always want the precautions. The first day is usually a mess. But we're also realizing we're dealing with half our kids that are on site, as well as several families that chose remote to begin with. So you're not talking about a lot of extra people. But we aren't going to allow a lot of people extra in the building. So that mom that might want to walk their kids in and set them down, hand them off to the kindergarten teacher, isn't going to be able to come in. They can hand them off at the door. And all we ask is our community, we want to be sensitive to what you're doing along the way, but you got to be sensitive to us, what we need as a building too. So I think if we can cooperate there, we can find a happy medium. And we're just asking people to keep their distance, you know, even the parents, as they drop off, you know, keep your groups to a minimum, keep your distance away from other families, give your kid a hug, and trust us to do our very best with them, because that's what we're going to do.
You know, for the distance learning component, how soon will parents be able to pick up the iPads and necessary equipment for that?
Well, the students that will be there during the day on Thursday or Wednesday and Thursday, they'll get their equipment then.
Okay.
But the students that were just that, the parents that selected all remote learning, they can pick up beginning today from 9 to 6, or today or tomorrow from 9 to 6, or next Monday from 4 to 8 p.m. And those are all, every one of those need to be picked up at the Manhattan High School West Campus on the drive-thru. So that's how we're going to distribute that. Eric, did I miss anything on that?
You said that correctly. That's full remote students. If you're a hybrid on site at any time, you're going to get your tech at school.
Right.
All right. Very good. Anything else maybe I'm not catching here on the reopening plan that you'd like to make sure the public is aware of?
Oh, you know, I hope people are reading through and looking through. I know it's a long document, but there's a lot of questions that are answered there. You know, the hardest piece about this, and I'll just go ahead because it's Michelle's last point. The hardest thing for us is families that depend on childcare. And that's one of the hardest things about this decision that we had to do to open up school face-to-face as safely as possible. We don't have all the answers on childcare, but Michelle did set up a USD 383 page on our website for childcare options. And it's a resource page that has linked to childcare options in the community. So if you have a childcare option, can take kids and have that available, if you contact Michelle, she can put the contact information on there. And if you need it, you can certainly reference that too. It might not have everybody's solution, but it might have some solutions on there for some of our families.
Right. Good point, Eric. And I, you know, I'm really, as a board member, I'm comfortable with starting out in this hybrid model. I know it's going to be a hardship for a lot of parents that both work out of the home. And, but, you know, by doing it this way, at least, you know, we'll have all of our students will have technology in their hands within the first week. And then if things do get worse and we have to do all remote, that we'll just keep running right along. We won't miss a beat because that was kind of what tripped us up in March and a lot of districts across the state that they didn't have the technology available for all kids. But we'll have that in place. And so at least we'll have a contingency. If things turn for the worse, we won't even miss a beat.
Well, I'll clarify one thing on that, Kurt, is we are still waiting on iPad cases for our secondary students. So when we allow those to go home, we'll probably be determined when we get those cases. They tell us sometime between Friday and Labor Day. Mm-hmm. So I just ask people to be flexible with that with us. But the remote, we should have enough to push out to our remote this week. So I think we're going to get a good chunk of them done, but we still might have some holdbacks on getting tech out to one-to-one until those cases come in.
Yeah, good point.
And that bothers me too, but we can't control that one. They're back ordered all around the world.
Right.
It's like masks and wipes and everything. Everybody's trying to buy those, and there's just short supply.
Yeah, we put that order in early July.
Yeah,
I think, and we're still waiting.
Hmm. We're talking with Eric Reed and Kurt Herman, USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. Their board meets tonight. We'll take a break, come back, and continue our conversation after this here on News Radio KMAN.